Hello all. So here comes my another article on relationship. After a long time, I have written this article, and the article title is "A Fruit Which Made Tree Sweet." A Fruit Which Made Tree Sweet is about my second son, Adrit. I got new job on 19 February 2018 after a long break. I was very happy that finally I can take care of my small family, Aradhya and my wife. On 20th March 2018, I got the news that my wife is expecting. I was little shocked and nervous. My wife was very afraid that whether we were in position of handle two kids or not. My break from job was still in our mind. We thought to abort the child. We went to doctor and doctor said that we should decide soon, and also she told that we should not kill fetus. I was confused, but my wife was rigid that she would not do that. I gave this decision to my wife and agreed as per her choice. My wife needed to travel on 27th March 2018. So I told doctor and she said that it's not safe to travel post-abortion. Then we decided that we would do it once she was back. She left and came back on 30th March 2018. We went to doctor on 2nd April 2018. Doctor that now it could not be done through medicine and she needed to operate. By that time, I made my mind that we would have this baby. I convinced my wife and finally agreed. My wife needed to leave her job because of that. She was a little upset, but I consoled her. I always wanted to have girl child and we thought all girl names. I have seen that my fortune started changing. 12th October 2018, my first book, Life Transition Step, was launched in my organization campus. We saw one house to purchase and luckily we both liked that house. I told owner of the house that I would pay the token amount as per birth date of my daughter. It was 31st October 2018 when we went for ultrasound and NSG test and came to know that my wife would have delivery date on the same day. I already did all the booking in Apollo Cradle Hospital, Hyderabad. My son was in school and I left to pick him up and left my wife alone in a hospital. I came back after 2 hours and came to know that because of non-availability of room, we got most expensive room, Golconda. My wife went for delivery at 4:15 p.m. My younger brother also came to hospital. Our family friends also ran to hospital. I got call from my in-laws that I should ask doctor to have delivery post 5 p.m. as it was away estimate, and 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. was Brahma Murat, very prestigious moment because sun, moon and stars all would be present and child born on that time would be Vishnu avatar. I told I can't do anything as she was already in room, but doctor got some emergency case and she was not able to attend my wife till 4:50 p.m. I also got opportunity to get into operation theater. I was expecting girl child, but at 5:03 p.m. doctor told it's boy. I was shocked in the operation theater itself. I went out, switch off my mobile and very much in tension. I got call from doctor through some ward boy and went back to operation theater. Doctor scolded me for having difference between gender of child. He came into my hand and smiled. My all anger vanished. And I smiled back to him. My son was also very happy. Once my wife got back to room, I went to meet owner to pay token amount of 3,11,000 INR as per my son's date of birth, 31/10. I thought to name my son as Sanidhya to make rhyme to my elder son Aradhya and nickname as Vishu according to my elder son's nickname Hanu. But my wife told that she would consult Jyotishi to get the letter for main name. We both were agreed on nickname. We got letter A. I started thinking of his name and came with name Adrit. The meaning of this name is Lord Vishnu, or a person who does not get support but support everyone. Yes, I am blessed with another son who was Vishnu of our family. The moment he came to our life, our fortune started changing and all problems started vanishing automatically. It also filled me with positive attitude and made me sweet day by day. Adrit is a fruit of mine which made tree. Sweet. Thank you very much for listening. This article is very close to my heart, and I hope that you enjoyed reading this. Thank you very much.